Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that everybody listening download the Devil Radio app from Apple, from Google, from our website. Take it with you 24-7 on your phone. Listen to your favorite shows all the time, anytime. Very clear. Works great in the car. Prop it up. Excellent. It's just excellent. Okay, you know, you think, is there a level of depravity that the crooked, gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature won't sink to? Is there? I used to think there's got to be in a human sense, but I'm beginning to think there isn't. Here's the latest thing they've done. Here's the latest thing the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature has done. They have now said they are going to shut down UW-Madison's COVID rules and protocols. What that is UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee has also done it. A lot of the other campuses have done it or will do it, are saying that you should get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, you have to wear a mask and you have to be tested very, very frequently. The old straw up the nose. If you don't want the straw up the nose, you get vaccinated. And you're going to distance and so on because we want in-person classes. Republicans claim they want in-person classes. They just announced, Voss and the rest of them, that a Republican-controlled committee, all the committees are Republican-controlled, even though they're illegitimate and gerrymandered, got fewer than 50% of the votes, but they have two-thirds of the seats. They're going to block COVID testing, masking, and vaccination protocols. They're going to block them. Not even let the UW test. The UW. A fellow named Stephen Nass, truly bad news, Republican. He's going to hold a rules committee hearing to vote to block all rules until the legislature approves them. By the way, he's not scheduling a public hearing. You can't get heard on this. No one cares what you think, quite frankly, apparently. Tommy Thompson, head of the UW system. Now, Tommy Thompson is a hardcore card-carrying Republican. There's nobody more Republican than Tommy Thompson. Oddly, he's more conservative, frankly, than a lot of the Trump people, any of these people. He's a traditional Republican. He was governor of Wisconsin. He was elected four times. Last time, George W. Bush picked him up for his cabinet, Secretary of Transportation. Tommy Thompson briefly ran for president. He's actually a very good guy. I know Tommy Thompson. Do I agree with Tommy Thompson on some issues? No, I don't. So what? Solid guy. Anyway, he comes out and he goes, quote, the biggest threat to in-person classes this semester is to stop the UW, to strip the UW of the tools it uses to control COVID. I'm going to repeat that. Tommy Thompson himself said, quote, the biggest threat to in-person classes this semester is to stop the University of Wisconsin, strip the University of Wisconsin of tools it uses to control COVID. I mean, what the heck? If you're not going to let us say to the kids, get vaccinated, this isn't even a mandate. I would mandate it. And the few people that don't want to do it, let's say a pregnant woman or somebody else who's concerned and doesn't, you know, really know what the science is, you get waivers, very few people. No, they can't even say, don't get vaccinated. They can't even say, wear a mask. They can't even say, we want to test you. Go breathe on each other. You know what's going to happen? Tommy Thompson has already said, then there won't be in-person classes. And it'll be a second year, actually 2.5 years, because it got shut down in March of 20. So it'd be 2.5 years, 5 semesters, where there's going to be Zoom classes at the University of Wisconsin. Some of these kids will go through most of their college, never have an in-person class. You know, how do you do a lab by Zoom, really? How do you do any decent instruction? The Republican Party is a spreader of disease and a spreader of fraud. That is what they stand for. It has flipped around from its birth in Ripon, Wisconsin in the 1850s and from its first presidential candidate, Abraham Lincoln, to stand for two things, the spread of communicable disease and fraud. And a guy like Tommy Thompson, upstanding individual, the head of the UW system, said it. He said the biggest threat to in-person classes this semester is to strip the UW of the tools it uses to control COVID. Who in their right mind would stop professionals running the University of Wisconsin from controlling COVID. There is a sick conspiracy theory throughout the Republican Party that COVID is a hoax, that anybody who tries to control it is infringing on liberties. Matt Gaetz, the trafficker, he's under investigation for trafficking. Republican congressman from Florida says he has the freedom variant. He thinks that's funny. Instead of the Delta variant, he has the freedom variant. The traffic cop, no, he's not a traffic cop. He traffics, according to the U.S. attorneys looking into it. He may be probable cause to believe. Matt Gaetz, this is the kind of sick thing there is. How did it penetrate Wisconsin? Wisconsin, the Civil War, sent regiments from Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Janesville, La Crosse, all around the state to fight under Ulysses Grant at Shiloh and everywhere else, preserve the Union, end slavery. How did it come to this? How did it come to a party with a storied history who spread communicable diseases and fraud? I mean, how did it come to that? How does a committee headed by this NASS and with the full support of Voss, full support of the Republican donor base, tell Tommy Thompson that he can't test UW citizens for COVID? That he can't say to them, wear a mask. Take the vaccine, common sense. How can they do that? Well, they can do it because Tommy Thompson said, well, if they do that, and he said he strongly implied this, there ain't going to be in-person classes. And UW students are going to then, if it goes the full year, there'll be five semesters of in-person out of a 4 years, which would be 8 semesters. 5/8 of their college experience is going to be all of that. Largely because of gerrymandering, and you got people in there who will damage the state. Get heard on this. Unfortunately, you can't be heard at that hearing. You want to know why? Because they're not having a public hearing. There should be a requirement that on anything but the most trivial legislation that there be public hearings. Public hearings. Luke, what's on your mind on all this?
Yeah, I believe that hearing isn't there's going to be a meeting, but it's going to be held virtually as well. So they're going to take a vote on this virtually. They're not meeting in person due to the coronavirus, but they are going to vote to prevent the UW system from being able to address COVID on campuses. That's insane.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And not only that, we've had several Democratic legislators who wanted to appear at a committee hearing virtually. Remember, the one fellow is physically handicapped, and he couldn't get in there, and they wouldn't let him do it. So they suddenly meet virtually, and they wouldn't let him do it. You know, anybody out there who's a Republican who thinks this is a good idea, call me in, call up. For people to continue to vote Republican, you are going to vote for the spread of communicable disease and the spread of fraud. That's what you're voting for. This party is disintegrating. And I really hate to see this happen at the University of Wisconsin. I'm a graduate of the University of Wisconsin, the law school. Best 3 years of my life. It was a wonderful, wonderful place. Got a great education, great professors, great other students. Learned a lot. Really great place. But, you know, sitting in front of a computer in an apartment isn't the same thing on Zoom. And some of them don't even Zoom it. They just listen to the audio. That's not getting the right education. You're not going to interface with the professors. You're not going to interface with the other kids. You're not going to do a lab. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.